Our next guest needs no introduction. The youngest heavyweight champion of all time, Mike Tyson. Mike, welcome to Primetime. How you doing?
Hey, Sid, what's it? Do you spell your last name with an S or a C?
It's an S.
Oh, so you're spelling Sid with an S too, right?
Yeah, I got two S's. S. Two. I'm ahead of my time.
That sounds good. That sounds good. Real good rhyming, too, the name. The name, the first and second name rhyme.
You like that?
Hey, I love it.
All right, so where are you right now, and what are you seeing?
I'm in Calabasas, California, Los Angeles. This is where, man, this is God's country right now. I'm looking at God's country.
Now, let's get to the business in hand, and we'll go into some other things. You are bringing your show, An Undisputed Truth, to Air Canada Centre in Toronto, September 10th. It's a one-night-only thing. And I, off the front, Mike, I got to wonder, how often have you been to Canada over the last 5-10 years?
And listen, over the last 5 or 10 years, probably once or twice. But listen, I spent a lot of time in Canada over the years when the young kid with the Hilton brothers in Montreal, Canada. I've been where was the place? Where's Canada where they have the mall in it? A big giant mall of America?
That'll be Edmonton. It's our version of that, yes. Yeah.
Yeah, I've been to Edmonton. Name another place I've been to Canada. I've been to British Columbia, a real clean place. I've been quite a few places in Canada.
Mike Tyson here on Primetime Sports.
Halifax, I've been to places. Yeah, I've been to places.
Halifax, good party town. Halifax is nice.
Oh, man, you tell me, man. Really? Oh, man, let's stay with the story. Okay?
Let's stick to the script. In terms of the history of boxing, Mike, in Toronto, you know, some of the greats to ever do it have done it here in Ali, and George Chavalos fought plenty of times here. Do you ever regret not kind of following in those footsteps and maybe having some of your combat here?
Hey, listen, I can only say, this is the thing about some of the greatest fighters of all time here in America, but you know, Lou Brilliant, he was a Canadian, Jimmy McLaughlin, the babyface killer, who everyone thinks is an American, but because he spent most of his childhood in California, he's a Canadian, you know? So there's a lot of great Canadians. Sam Langford, such of the great fighters that are from Canada. And listen, I can only fight where people want me to fight. If Canada would have been kind enough to say, hey, Mike, come fight. I was going to fight Razor Ruddock in Edmonton, and I got sick.
Yeah, so that just scrapped that. I hear you. Mike Tyson here on Primetime Sports. Mike, again, your show, An Undisputed Truth, Air Canada Centre, September 10th, one night only. For people thinking of going down, for people who are sure they're going to come down and see this show, what do they see in this show? Describe it for me.
Hey, listen, Sid, if we're going to talk honestly, you know, this show has been broadcast it's still being broadcast, matter of fact. It's been broadcast on HBO, on cable television, on airplanes all around the world. Everybody knows what to expect. But what they don't know is that the energy is different in every crowd. Every audience brings a different energy. So I conduct the crowd by particularly that appearance. You know it's going to be a dynamic collection of stories that they know about and they didn't know the inside about. From the viewing and from the awards that we won in the show, they're going to be very satisfied. I'm going to be very satisfied to entertain them. And I promise me entertaining the Canadian people in Toronto, it'll be my finest hour. We'll prepare to train them, you know, to the best ability I can to make it my finest hour in entertainment.
Mike Tyson here on Primetime Sports. Now, you've done the show on Broadway. Primetime Sports. That is where we are. It's Mike Tyson. It's Sid Sixero.
I'm a promoter, too, so I'm promoting you guys.
Right? I appreciate it. I appreciate it, Mike. Thank you, sir. In terms of this show, how do you do it differently in an arena compared to, say, Broadway? Do you do it the same, or do you got to flip it up?
I have to change because it's different energy.
Yeah.
There's a lot of different energy. It's going to be pretty interesting. It's going to be pretty interesting to see the crowd in Toronto. And Toronto's a very, they're pretty much, they're just an amalgamation of so many different people there. So I can have fun on people, you know, because I like to pick on people in the crowd as well.
Oh, so you go a little stand-up comic on them, is what you're telling me.
No, I don't think it's stand-up comic. Some guys are falling asleep and stuff, and I got to remind them the next time I see them falling asleep, they're going to have something in their mouth that's going to have a tell you a particular tape they're never going to
okay.
forget again.
Well, that's
you know, so they don't know these things. You graphic, know? This is pretty interesting.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. We'll no see, doubt we'll that gets interesting. We'll no see. Doubt. Mike Tyson here on Primetime Sports. Are you surprised how people are receiving this, Mike?
Hey, listen, I'm just very grateful. My wife is a tremendous writer, and she's getting a chance for all these years. She's been doing writing before, but she just never had a chance to showcase her writing. You know, it's very difficult. There's a lot of great entertainers and writers. They just don't have the platform to showcase. And by her having the platform with her husband, she's been able to get the credit that she always deserves.
So now the show, you've had great success with the show. The HBO special has been a success. The documentary on you was a success. But Mike, the rumor that's kind of floating around right now about you, and I guess the next step after all the other stuff, is a biopic.
Yes.
Will there be the Mike Tyson film?
Yes, and Jamie Foxx is going to portray me.
So that's confirmed. Jamie Foxx will play you in the film.
Well, we've been talking about it. Matter of fact, I saw one of his agents, a friend of was in the gym, and they were talking about it. And we're going to do it. We're going to do that. That's what we're going to do.
Was Jamie your first pick, or is he just, me through that process. Like, how do you pick who plays you?
I never wanted anybody to play me. He brought it up and said he would play me. And I watch him on television. He's imitating me, busting my chops and stuff. And so, you know, when I used to take myself serious and I was a fighter, I used to always threaten these people that tease me and stuff, you know? And I must have did something to Jamie one day in the club, did a gun figure. I used to have did something, but I never thought about him betraying me, but he's splendid. He's magnificent. And I wouldn't want no one else to betray me but him. And, you know, now we have, they have something. Did you watch the movie? Did you have the pleasure to watch the movie called Benjamin Button, it is?
Oh, yeah, it's a guy about the guy who's aging in reverse, right? Brad Pitt.
Yes, so we have something to allow Jamie to age in reverse, and they were going to try it for the first time. And I'm sure they have it. It's going to be pretty interesting, him to portray me as a younger Mike Tyson. It's really going to be interesting.
So with the help of special effects and CGI, he's going to play you throughout the entire thing? You're not going to get younger actors or anything? That's what you're telling me?
I believe that's possible. We're going to find out. I'm not sure yet, okay? But we're going to find that out. And it's been talked about, and I believe Martin Scorsese is going to be involved.
What?
This is what James is telling me. Yes, brother. Martin. It's a month and stuff. And so I'm just looking forward to this. I wouldn't want no one else to do it but these guys. This will be something that my children have and my grandchildren have. This is yet to be something that I find to be very interesting. I find it to be very interesting.
You know, Mike, when these biopics are done properly, like we're talking Oscars, can you wrap your head around it? Jamie Foxx has been there, done that. You know what I mean? Like, if this is done right, could you see an Oscar on your mantle?
Hey, listen, I'm not the kind of guy, I don't look at achievements and stuff like that. I just want it to be the truth. You know, if it's the truth and if people want to see the truth is what it is. You know, I try not to put myself out to look for gold and stuff and try to look to be disappointed. I just want things to be done well. And I believe if me and him do it together, it's going to be done well. And, of course, you know, I have a young daughter that goes to NYU, and I know she's an actress for theater, so we're going to stick her in the movie to do something there, and that's going to be happening. Hopefully I get me a role as a bodyguard or a doorman or something, or a chauffeur driver in there somewhere, and this is going to be a family affair. This is going to be so awesome.
Mike Tyson here on Primetime Sports. Mike, looking at everything, the talk of the movie and the things you're doing now, why do you think people are so interested in your life?
Hey, I really don't know. I really don't know. We all, no one's who they appear to be in life, I guess, you know? Probably for you, me, you know, when we first meet each other, like if I meet you, we're not, like right at this moment where we're working, we're not who we appear to be right now. You know, we never are. And sometimes people see things that we can't see in ourselves. I don't know. I don't have the highest self-esteem all the time about myself. I don't know why if I go somewhere 2,000 people may stop me in the street. I don't know. I don't feel that. I don't see what the eyes see when I look at myself. So I don't know. I can't answer that question.
Well, Mike, as a guy who watched you growing up, I can tell you what I see in you. I see, and I think I'm talking for a lot of people who watched you growing up and are listening to this today. I see one of the most dominant figures I've ever seen do anything. And I think that's the image a lot of people still have of you.
And when people say that, I always think of this. I don't think it's because I'm a great fighter. I think I had a great teacher. You know, that's why I was successful.
Mike Tyson here.
I think my teacher was great.
But that's also a lot of instinct too, right? I mean, you can have eight of the great teachers teach you anything, Mike. If you don't have those instincts, if you don't have that drive, if you don't have all of it, I mean,
well, I never had that until I met him. I never knew what drive or determination was. I was a young kid. I didn't know what that was. I didn't know what greatness. I never heard the word great. So I met Cuss.
Mike Tyson here on Primetime Sports. Mike, do you watch your old fights?
No, I don't. No, I try to move on in life because it's over. I want to do other things now. But, you know, I had my friends come over and sometimes my kids say, hey, check this out. What were you thinking there? And I say, hey, man, we're doing other things. I don't like that guy too much, you know, looking at that guy. Because sometimes, not long ago, my documentary Tyson came out with James Toback, and I was watching some of the things I did and some of the things I said, and I realized if I was in a room alone with this person, I would be uncomfortable. I would be a little nervous.
But I'm talking strictly in the ring. You know, I mean, there's a lot there where you still look at and I mean, listen, I can't speak for you, but I mean, at the peak of your athletic ability, that was some special stuff.
Hey, but to me, that was some bad stuff. That wasn't a good feeling for me. Thinking about hurting people like that's really, I really thought about hurting people. I really enjoyed it back then. I don't like to think of those feelings anymore. I don't want my children ever think like that, see that stuff. You know, I think as a person and a human being, I didn't conduct myself the way I should have. And of course, I know I was young, but sometimes it's hard for me to look at that and the state of mind that I'm in now.
So if you had your way, you'd hope your kids wouldn't watch that stuff.
Yeah, I would hope that, yeah.
Mike Tyson, here on Primetime Sports.
They don't watch. They really don't. I have one son at 16 that watch it because I think he's looking for some. His friends and his friend's father think I'm a cool guy and stuff, but I'd rather him not really think that stuff. He looks up and looks at me in this internet stuff. To me, that's bad stuff. To other people, that's really awesome stuff. But, you know, we all have two different opinions about the situation.
Mike, what was your biggest regret inside of the ring? And I'm not talking about pre-hype fight, any of that stuff. I'm talking in the ropes. What's your biggest regret?
Hey, listen, I don't know. I'm one of those guys that believe nothing happens incidentally. I believe everything happens for a reason. I'll be cheating myself if I said I had regrets. I'd be lying to you, really, if I said that. Even though I've been a Van Der Veer and stuff, right now I wish I shouldn't have did it, but I don't have no regrets. It happened. It was meant to happen, and I don't know. I don't understand. Like, see, a lot of things I don't understand, but I know it works. Like, sometimes I understand God, but I have faith and I know it works. I have the same thing about electricity. I don't know anything about electricity, but it works. I don't know anything about my car. It's metal. It's iron. But I know if I put the gas, the key in, and step on the gas, it's going to go. Things just that, I don't know. I really wish I could be a big shot and sound fancy and tell you and I have all the answers, but I really don't.
For the record, I'm the same way with cars. Like, you put the key in the ignition and you go. No, seriously, right? Like, you just put the key in the ignition.
I hope so. Well, now they got these different cars. You just press the button now.
Oh, yeah, and now they're getting fancy with it. Yeah. It's above my pay grade.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I've had none of those cars, so I couldn't tell you. I never had none of those cars yet.
Mike, last question.
Yes?
What would you like to do in your life that you haven't done yet?
Well, whatever, maybe a musical. I just want to do everything.
Mike Tyson would like to do a musical.
From an entertainment perspective, I like to be a present parent. There's a lot of things I want to do better than I'm doing now, but I know it all comes with stages of my life and developing myself as a productive person in society.
Mike, we appreciate your time today and all the best going forward. Thank you.
Big shit, y'all. Prime time.
Outstanding, Mike.